Hello, 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 my beautiful souls. So this is the first proper edition of the new podcast. I did an intro to tell everyone what the next podcast would be about and the kind of evolution of what I wanted to be speaking about. And this is the first one that came to me, really. So anyone that does follow me will realise that it was called My Truth Diaries, and now it's called The Empathetic Witch. The reason for that is very simple. It's because I was called to call it that. The name just popped out at me. I've recently done a pretty cool craft witchy photo shoot, and I'm embracing my fucking inner witch again, and it just feels so right. And there's a lot, I know I say I don't like labels, but there's a lot of I don't want to call them labels, a lot of things in my life that are all kind of all coming together. The empathetic, empath, highly sensitive beings, witches, storyteller, author, and they're all beautifully slotting together at the minute. And that's hence why I have now called it The Empathetic Witch. So, moving on, sorry about the noise. I am currently in my house and the cars seem to just keep piling up outside. So, this podcast is 8 signs that you are an empath. Following on with everything, I have been having some beautiful discussions with fellow empaths and highly sensitives. And there's a lot of people currently coming out at the minute that they are empaths, and a little bit more that people are coming out as empathetic witches. They're coming out that they just feel like that kind of explains them, shall we say. So, quick definition of an empath if you are listening to this and not sure what the fuck I'm talking about. So an empath is a being that is very gifted at reading, detecting, and processing the energy around them. So basically, we're super sensitive beings. We're super open to things that most people aren't. Myself, I like to say that my empathetic abilities are almost like magic, because some of these, once you kind of fine-tune them and you train yourself in them, they can really, really support you and your purpose, and yeah, they're kind of magical, which is really cool. So first one is first. So you can take on the feelings and emotions, energy and thoughts of others. This is a biggie for most empaths. For me, this works both ways, obviously, for everybody. If I'm around really fun, high vibe people, then I take on that kind of that energy and I feel happy and high vibe myself. Obviously, there's a downside to it. If I'm around negative people, stressed out people, people that are anxious and depressed, I then plummet myself. And it will literally be, I could be in a room with someone for fucking seconds and I can feel the heaviness around them and within their energy, and I just know that something's not right. So that is the first sign. Second sign, you can feel physical feelings from other people. There's been loads of scenarios where I felt physical pain from other people. I don't really talk about it that much because it's the feelings that are more prominent for me. But I have felt pain somewhere in my body, and then I've asked a friend or I've asked a loved one and they're like, yeah, I had a headache, or I fell over yesterday. Or so you, like, your energies are like attached to each other almost. I don't get it a lot, as I say, because mine's more feelings, but I have felt physical pain from other people. Number three, we are bodily sensitive to our surroundings. So what we put into our bodies, tummy issues, smells, environmental factors, overexposure to toxins, all of that, because we're so open to energy, others' energy, every bit of energy, because obviously everything is made of it. Because we are so open to that, we're super duper sensitive to certain things. I'm really sensitive to smells. I'm really sensitive to what goes in my stomach. I can really bloat out quite badly, and most empaths will have some kind of inflammatory, not disorder, but they'll suffer with their tummies or their digestive systems, or they'll have arthritis or something that's caused by environmental toxins and stuff. And if you drink too much or you take drugs or you're around negative people even, you get really bogged down with that energy. I've also read, because I am reading this, because I've actually wrote this all down, our nervous system is so in tune and sensitive. That's obviously why we feel things so much. And it is with my anxiety, it's a very bodily thing with me and my anxiety. I can usually fight back the thoughts. I can usually, the irrational thoughts, I can kind of flip those, but the bodily manifestation of anxiety is crippling for me because I'm highly sensitive. I'm so super duper highly sensitive. I'm switched on all the time, as people say. Let me just have a sip of my tea. So the next time, you will probably struggle with stress, anxiety, or depression. So I've had to learn to manage this my whole life. We are more sensitive to stress. What takes others years to crumble from the empath quickly becomes anxious and overwhelmed very, very quickly. A lot of the empaths that I speak to have mental health issues. I myself have bipolar. So I find that the more open that we are, the more that we will struggle with our brains, basically. I am looking into this a lot more because there's definitely a direct link between empaths and the way that we react to stress, anxiety, and depression. Again, it is because we are so open and so sensitive that things that wouldn't necessarily fuck our heads usually, or well, they wouldn't. Other people basically can deal with things. I won't say better, but other people can deal with things that most empaths or sensitives find really, really difficult. The next one is sensitive to spirit and the woo side of life. So naturally, we detect things that others can't. We are more in tune with the supernatural, and most empaths drawn to magic, some kind of witchcraft, and we can easily connect to spirit. So again, because we're so open and in tune, and our energy is kind of like an open book, we are able to read things that other people can't. I've always been ever so spiritual ever since I was little. It's something that makes me feel like home. There has been a big chunk of my life that I kind of turned my back on spirituality because I thought it was just, I don't know, I thought people would judge me and people would think I was a fucking weirdo. The more that I've stepped into my witchiness, the happier I feel. And I think most empaths will feel happiest when they're talking about the supernatural, or they're talking about spirit, and they're around other people that also talk about it and understand it. The next one, you are everyone's go-to. So people always want to tell you their life story. Close people are always open up to you. We have contagious energy that can be very healing to others. So I find that most people will come to me and want to tell me their life story, or they'll tell me things that they even say afterwards, like, I've never ever said that to anybody else. And I have a lot of people come to me with a lot of issues that I've faced myself, so I can obviously put my spin on things. But empaths are very healing beings. We always want to heal people. We've got this overwhelming desire to help absolutely everybody in the entire world, and gift and curse, I would always say. Most people like to bask in our energy as well. I've got a lot of friends that kind of feel vibey after they've been with me, and I've also been told that I've got contagious energy, which I love. I think that's, although it makes me sound like I'm a sick bug, but yeah, I kind of like that. The next one, we're super sensitive to suffering. So, because we're so sensitive again, we are affected by other people's suffering, especially animals. when I watch YouTube or I watch films and someone dies in it, I cry. I can literally feel the pain of others when they're crying, or if someone's crying in the street, I can feel their pain and I need to ask them whether they're okay. And my son's like this as well. We've been to the park a few times and there's been kids that have fallen over, and he'll ask me to ask their mum if they're okay and why they're crying. And I was so much like that as a child. I really felt everything from everybody. It was just such a strange, and it made me anxious. So I kind of segregated myself from people. I like alone time to recharge. And we've got the last one. So number 8 is we're great judges of characters, and we can read others. So we can read others' energy. We can see through bullshit. We can't be around negative people, as it can make you feel anxious, stressed, depressed. We can be in a room and know instantly who we want to be around, because we read other people's energies, and people wear their energy basically like they wear fucking clothes. So it does make it tough being in crowds. We know that. If you're listening to this, you'll know that being in a crowd can make you feel really fucking uncomfortable because you're taking on everybody's energy. Me being an empath and bipolar at the same time, I find that I don't have boundaries, and I find it very difficult to understand whether it's my feelings and emotions or it's somebody else's. So I keep my kind of circle quite small. I never have had like a big group of friends, because I find it really hard to process everybody's energy at the same time. I never liked clubs really for the same reason. Being around a lot of people completely freaks me out, if I'm honest. Choking on my tea there. We're great judges of characters, and I've always been, you know, I always know when someone's lying to me, or I know when someone's not a very nice person. Even if they don't speak to me, I can look at them and think, that's not my cup of tea. That's definitely, they're not my kind of person. So the dog's starting to bark. They are the 8 kind of, I'd say the foundational, I can't think what the fuck I'm trying to say. They're the foundational steps or signs, that to know that you're an empath. If you are currently listening to this because empath resonates with you, highly sensitive resonates with you, witch resonates with you, then what I would suggest you do, because I'm going to do a lot more on empaths and highly sensitives, I'm going to do lots of ebooks and stuff. But if you want to be around other like-minded people, then just pop on to my Facebook page and like that, because there's lots and lots and lots of educational stuff that I put out there in regards to this. And it is called Empaths and Highly Sensitive Beings. I will pop a link below for you as well. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that just knowing 8 signs, I mean, there's fucking hundreds of signs, but those 8 signs are like the foundational kind of starting level of an empath. And if you can learn to tune into that, to really hone into those skills, it can become your magic. And that is the part that excites me, because I've learned to be aware of all of those and more signs of my empath side. I know instinctively what ones I'm using, what ones kind of need honing in on, what ones I need to be, you know, training in on more. I know I need to work on my boundaries. But the more aware you are of your empathetic gifts, the more that you can use them as less of a curse and more as a magic power. Because when you're an empath, unfortunately, overwhelm is second nature. You're anxious around other people because you're constantly on threat mode, because other people's energy can be a threat to you. And, you know, confrontation, when somebody else is stressed out, when your family's stressed out, I want to lock myself away because I need to build those walls to be able to regenerate. Because if I don't regenerate, I crash and burn. And it could be as simple as somebody shouting too loudly, and it will set my empathetic kind of fucking radar off. And I'll just want to crawl into a ball and cry because I can't handle the energy behind it. So I really, really hope that this helps you. If you are a fellow empath or highly sensitive, or you do struggle with anxiety, depression, basically trying to manage your mental health, then I am super duper here for you. Come and like the page, and I'm sure that there'll be an ebook popping up somewhere that you can have a good read through and really start to understand and write down and journal about, you know, what signs do you actually have? What of those can you say, absolutely, I resonate with that? I mean, even put a comment below if you like this podcast and you want to know more about each of them, or you want to know techniques that you can kind of train yourself and tune into, then I'm happy. I'm a bit of a responder. So if you put a question, I will answer it. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Don't forget to like the page, and lots of love. Take care, everyone. Bye.